You're listening to a very Christmassy British podcast, a World of Us cast on oneofus.net.
Nailed it.
It's Sunday, the 14th of December.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a hard week of alcohol.
It's been Christmassy. There's been a lot of alcohol.
Should I close that door?
Yeah.
Okay. You keep talking.
Yeah, it's been a long week. It's been a good week. As usual, you have the normal sort of Christmas run-up, I suppose. It's just a lot of different people. A lot of my friends as well are foreign, and so they travel a lot.
Immigrants.
yeah, like Americans.
Oh, yeah. Maggie's American.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's in California. So, yeah, there's been a lot of parties, drinkies, and then all sorts of other stuff that has also included alcohol.
Yeah, so we're a bit more docile because we went to an awesome, an incredible party last night. More because of the setting, more than anything.
Oh, I wouldn't say the people were shit.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I mean, nasty. Not anyone listens to it from my work. Because it wasn't like a off the hook party. It wasn't like
no, but it was absolutely wonderful, and everyone was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the setting was the Natural History Museum, which is somewhere that I have been many, many, many times.
Me too. It's iconic in London as well.
Yeah. And rightfully so. It's one of the most amazing pieces of architecture and has just such a stunning display within it.
And loads of stories associated as well with different sort of pieces and obviously, you know, Darwin's involvement and, you know, what, the royal family's involvement. And then the fact that it's still free to get in is just
amazing.
Yeah.
But so many museums in London are that's just such a fantastic thing. If like, oh, you want to see some modern art at the Tate Modern? Off you go. Go and have a mooch around. Mm-hmm. You know, the Science Museum, the Victoria and Albert Museum, the Natural History Museum, they're all free.
The Bond one wasn't. The Bond one cost us 15 quid each.
The Bond was a special thing within a museum. It's just like they overtook the whole of that thing.
Yeah.
But that's a very, very specialist things like the Children's Museum, that's all free as well.
But we got to party with a stegosaurus.
Yes.
Called Sophie.
Sophie the Stegosaurus.
Who cost something like $5 million.
Yeah, it was amazing. And she is just this stunning, stunning skeleton at the
fossil.
At the entrance to the Earth Hall, which has also a huge escalator that goes up into a beautiful, like cast iron almost globe installation. We were having many a funny story of just like how far up the escalator do we think we'd get before security would tackle us to the ground.
And there was quite a bit of security as well. I think mainly because of Sophie.
Yeah, it was mainly due to the fact of like, oh, you have a whole bunch of people here and a free bar. I think they're possibly going to be wankered by the end of the evening. Do you know what they'll probably try and do? Ride the fucking Stegosaurus. And it probably would have happened.
I don't think anyone's that big a dick. I mean, I would
someone
stop
would
someone.
Someone would have touched it.
I was tempted to touch it, but...
See? Touchy-touchy
I just wanted to stroke her. Or him. But I don't know. He's only called her because the person who brought it named after his daughter.
I don't know how happy I'd be about that if I was the daughter. It's like she's a great big, huge, fat dinosaur. It's like...
No, not fat. Stegosaurus wasn't fat.
She's a roundy.
They were armoured. It was like awesome. It was my favourite dinosaur as a kid.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And to be, partying, like having an actual disco and a dance, like with a fossil there that's like millions upon millions of years old, was just amazing.
Mm.
Such an experience of weird people who had... by this point, heels had become too much for them, so had taken them off.
Mm.
Have you
done the whole... I mean, because you're self-employed and have been for a while. Have you ever done... Like, before that, did you ever do, like, the office party? Or, like... I think that's very much a gone concept.
Revel Lloyd, we'd have a Christmas party, but there was still only with that. So it'd be like Craig, Lloyd's Craig, the shop Craig, Lloyd, Vish, me, Tom, Charlie, and then two other like members of staff that we had who were like temps over the Christmas. So we had about like 8 of us, and that was really good fun.
So you go out for like a meal and drinks. And
we went out for a big meal and drinks, yeah.
But the whole thing, I mean, whenever you read anything in the press about the Christmas parties, they always seem to like hark back to those times very much like Mad Men, where the Christmas party was in the office and everyone gets drunk and things happening. Like, that just doesn't happen, I don't think, anywhere. No company is stupid enough, I think, to throw a party which involves alcohol on premises, because there's so many laws.
I think health and safety wise, I don't think it's actually really allowed.
No.
But because obviously the office party always includes the idea of just like who you got off with in the photocopy room.
Absolutely.
And it's just like,
who got into a fight.
Yeah.
And it's just...
No, it's not. Well, because my first job was with Revel Lloyd.
So you worked in retail.
I worked in retail. So I had been many times hammered at work.
Mm.
We held a like Christmas shopping event, and very few people came to it, and so we had a shit ton of wine and alcohol. We just got
a bit different, but do you know what I mean? That whole thing is gone, and obviously that's the first time I've been to an office party, like, because I've always worked from home. It would be a case of, oh, we're gonna take you out for a curry or something, team. And you go out and it would be really fucking shit. Or that last night, and last year apparently the works do with the company I'm with at the moment was terrible. It was like
just hearing some of the stories of her just being like, I went home and my mum asked me, how was it? And she said, I burst into tears.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Mum, I just spent £50 at the Dartford Hilton.
Yeah. Very much like a hotel next to like an airport type thing.
The Dartford Hilton is like the end of the world. It's so awful.
It's a sad place. But yeah, I mean, they definitely made up for it this year, and they spent a fortune. And it was a fantastic setting. It was good. Went really quick though.
Yeah, I think that was the fact of, because especially if you know quite a few people there and you're going between everybody, and there's just loads of different conversations. I got to meet so many of your work colleagues who I haven't met before.
What I've spoken about.
And so just like hearing all of these names and then all of a sudden being like, oh, this is Porrick. And I'm like, oh, I had no idea who any of you people were. And the thing is, it would have been really fascinating to like, if you had of set out like a picture of everybody pre-party and just been like, who do you think everybody is?
Could have done, yeah.
Like, because obviously some of them I knew, but like a lot of them I didn't. So to then be like, you know, who are all of these people? And me just like, I don't think I would have thought, I probably would have thought that Carl was Porrick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's obviously because it's just like...
Okay. All right. I think we might be drilling down a bit too deep.
No, it's just fun. It's just interesting to sort of like, I don't know, just because you never... you never overly... I don't ever picture people in my head. So then if I hadn't got photos, I just don't know whether I would have been able to... Yeah, to tell who everyone was. But it was awesome. Really enjoyed it.
And after we left there, we went back to the hotel and we sort of had a couple more drinks.
But that was a really great idea, wasn't it? After a free bar.
Yeah, it was nice, quite nice having more drinks. And obviously that's when a couple of colleagues and I were talking about cereal, which has been...
Yes.
Gripping. And I hope, do you know what, I'm not going to, I don't really care, because this isn't like in terms of spoiling it for you, because there's nothing to spoil. It's, I had a bit of a rant about this on Facebook this week about how I think some people are treating someone's real story as a soap opera of, oh, can't wait to see how it ends. And the last episode's out this week. And I think people think it's going to have a conclusion, and I think they're going to be disappointed. And I'm good. I'm glad they're going to be, because like they should learn that this isn't about, this isn't a tale. This is a journalistic sort of look into the story behind a crime and getting everyone's different points of view. But I know it's just great. It's now like the world's biggest podcast after 12 episodes.
It's amazing.
It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely,
it was fantastic
up.
Hearing you all quite drunk by this point. Well, yeah. Two of you drunk, one of them stone cold sober.
Because she's pregnant, yeah.
Talking about Serial and just being completely enthralled by all of it.
Yeah. I'm interested in it without being like, without baying for blood, sort of, do you know what I mean? Of like, what? It doesn't, I don't know what it is. It's a case of, I just enjoy listening to the host. I can't remember her first name, it was something conic. Go through and unturn every stone and tell you when she's been a dick about something that she's done wrong and show all the evidence for, like, she clearly likes Anand, the guy who's in prison. She likes him a lot. He's very personable, but she's not afraid to go, this really looks bad for you. So it's not a one-sided story of this poor innocent man that's been, you know, she still doesn't know whether he did it or not. It's fascinating, but that's taken up my journey on the way home.
Did you ever, what the fuck is it called? I had it in my head. It's got, Philip Seymour Hoffman in it. And he was playing...
What, when he played Truman Capote?
Yes.
It was Capote, wasn't it?
It was Capote, yeah.
Because there was two films that came out that were very close to each other. And it was...
No, it's not Capote. Capote?
Pretty sure it...
Yeah, about the...
The guys who killed...
The guys who...
Yeah, I'm sure it's Capote.
Yeah,
the film's called that. Yeah, because he won the Oscar for it, didn't he?
Absolutely amazing. But again, it's just that thing of like... I mean, he's obviously doing it to try and get a story, but it's just whether he realises, it's just like, these are people. And not only are these people are about to die. They have been sentenced to death. It's just, really fascinating.
We'll have to watch that again. And obviously, as I said, you have to download Serial and just give it a
I
listen.
I will. I've got quite a lot of travelling to do this week, so... But speaking of travelling, you didn't have a very nice travel home on Friday night, did you?
No. Well, and that's when I was listening to Serial as well. It was... I was, like, looking forward to the end of the day of, like, I can get in the car and I can just listen to this and come home. And I was meant to be coming home to play the new Star Wars board game, Imperial Assault.
Yeah, we have friends coming over.
And then I come to a stop at some traffic lights and some dick hits me up the arse. The back of my car in. And luckily, all I've done is my little finger. It's okay now. It's a bit swollen still, oddly. Don't know why, but I had enough time to kind of prepare and...
Properly brace.
Yeah, brace for impact type thing. And all I remember doing was going, oh, fuck. And then foot on the brake and... I hit the car in front of me and he hit the car in front of him and they got away with relatively unscathed and I've got... It's a car. I mean, I don't care. It's just like, it's not... Yeah, it's not point getting stressed. Some people might get really angry about it, but...
It's like, there's no point. It's just like, it was just a misjudgment by the guy behind you. It's no big...
No, it's what we have insurance for and, you know, it's just a case of... He got out and he come around and he sort of said to me, are you all right, mate? And I was like, yeah, you? And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. It was just, you know, well, I think in some circumstances, people just blow up about...
Yeah.
Like, same as people blow up about, you know, with people, you know, waiting at traffic lights for too long or whatever. I might go, oi, come on, beep, beep. But I'm not going to get hurt up about... Well, I reckon 4 or 5 years ago, I might have got more angry about stuff like that.
Yeah, probably. I can. From what you've sort of told me, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I've learned and developed and I grow and change, I think.
I can only comment on the last 18 months and you've grown amazingly as a person.
Aww. Thank you, darling. That's lovely.
It's true.
Okay, listeners, you can stop listening now. I need to do things. But you've been something which I'm not a massive... advocate or believer of, maybe because I think there is so many potential charlatans out there and whatever, but it's something you're doing and it seems to be helping you, and you're doing a... Is it fair to call it a self-help course?
Yep.
Okay. So you're doing a course, and you're doing, like, homework every night.
Yeah,
and you have to do some things.
From Gabby Bernstein, who is... who's written many books on sort of the idea of, like, the miracle mindset and, like... sorry. Spirit-guidey type stuff of just that... A lot of it really comes down to the idea that there are two different ways of looking at things. And most of the things that we do are actually because of fear, which we actually sort of set down as false evidence appearing real.
Ooh, and that's quite a cool thing, isn't it?
That's how fear is put out. False evidence appearing real.
Oh, ah.
And it's just like... Yeah, it's true. A lot of the time we stop ourselves from doing things because we're just like, oh, if I do this, then this is going to happen. And a lot of the time that's our ego basically saying, you shouldn't be doing that because you're scared of it, or it's going to push you out of boundaries. And you're just like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. And it's like, if you ever really question, well, why shouldn't I do that? It's not because you don't often think it's good for you. A lot of the time it's because you're scared. And I think most of us go through our lives constantly scared of things, of just like, oh, I don't want to upset them. I don't want to rock the boat.
Mm.
I don't want to, I won't speak up in a meeting because I don't want everyone else's judgment. I don't want anyone to take the mickey out of me. I don't want anyone to judge me. And it's all fear.
It's head below the parapet type thing of like, just, if I don't speak up, I won't get noticed. If I don't get noticed, people can't.
Yeah, and so we're massively driven by that idea. And because of that, it does mean that you do pull yourself back. You also, the other sort of part of it is the fact that you constantly beat yourself up. Mm. Consistently, the monologue that we have, the internal dialogue that we have, is extremely negative towards ourselves, is... extremely negative. And that manifests in everything that we do. It's just like, if you are ripping into yourself, and I say it a lot of the time, of just like, if I ever hear somebody or a friend of mine sort of saying, you know, oh, you know, like, say something like, oh, you know, I don't really think that they should do that. I think that makes them look really bad. And I was like, I think that's your judgment of the situation, because you would be worried that if you did that, that you would judge yourself as looking bad.
Which is what I think a lot of slut shaming is based on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's been interesting sort of going around, and it's hard. Every single week goes through the same sort of process. And so you sort of, the first day is very much being aware of when you are doing something. So this week was all very much about inner monologue, and be aware of when you are critiquing yourself, when you are nasty to yourself, when you look in the mirror and you're just like, oh, you look, it's like, why are you doing that? Like, try and look in the mirror and not attack yourself instantly. There's no need for that. It's just like, so, and then it's doing things to do with, yeah, basically seeing it, being grateful towards things that you're, that you provide for yourself. And yeah, it's really, really fascinating. And it's something that I've never, it's a 6-week course, and it's something that I've never actually been able to, I always say the only New Year's resolution I've ever managed to keep is my business, because that started on the 31st of December 2008.
Do you think that's why a lot of people have a very false bravado and give up? And I'm definitely guilty of my defense mechanism, like yours, is very much I become
offense.
It's offense, yeah. I go very arrogant. I get. It's like, I become an arsehole, like, and it's not, I don't want to be an arsehole, but it's a case of, that's easy, but it's easier for people to dislike you for those reasons than it is for the real reasons you're worried about. And it's just like, well, I feel a phony and a fake about these type of things, but if I'm an arsehole about it, and I don't think you even think about it, you just
no, you
do.
Just do it. And so one of the days is actually all about just noticing when you are doing things. It's like, it's all just small changes of just like, just being aware of the fact of just like, I just did that But as I said, even the small thing of like catching your reflection in the mirror and just being like, oh, rather than sort of like recoil and be like, oh, you look awful today, or that doesn't look right about yourself, try and pick something that does. And that's sort of like, then you do that the next day, as opposed to like trying to fit too many things in. And it's like very, very, very pigeon steps to get you to a much better mindset of how you also then deal with other people, because you're not so instantly critical. And I think we have a big, big problem with that in society, of being instantly critical of people. So
absolutely.
And I think a lot of that comes down to our own personal fears. And I don't even necessarily think that that's like a jealousy thing. A lot of the time it's just like this very, very self-reflective. If someone ever says to me just like, oh well, I think they look really fat in that, or something like that, I'm like, I think that that is you being worried about something that has absolutely nothing to do with you, because you feel that if you did that, that would reflect badly on you, and so you want to pull them down because you're actually too worried about doing that yourself. And so it's been hard.
So how far into it are you now?
I am almost towards the end of week 2.
And do you feel any better for it?
I feel at the moment a lot more emotional.
So is it the whole get worse before it gets better thing?
I think it's the idea of sort of like, if anyone has ever been through counselling or anything like that, cracks you wide open before you can deal with anything. And you end up an absolute... I remember my counselling was on a Thursday morning, and I think for the first two, I think it was 10 sessions, for the first 2 weeks, I really thought I was going to be able to like do some work in the afternoon, and most of the time I would go home and crawl into bed and cry. And so I was just like, that sort of is a similar sort of process of
it's
just
pulling
like,
back the band-aid, isn't it?
Yeah. And so it's definitely a slowly way of doing it, but it does definitely create a sort of an opening up of everything, because you start to, you try and not be critical of things, but then you do start look at things and just sort of, it's that instant thing of, I didn't do that because I was just basically too scared to, for no other reason than I was just too scared to do it. But if I had have done it then, imagine where I'd be now. And you've got to sort of like look at all of that and forgive yourself for both not doing it then and for the anger that you can feel towards yourself for not doing it.
Yeah.
And then get on with it now, as opposed to sort of like constantly ripping ourselves apart from whatever story we have previously, that we can't undo that. So you can go with it, and that's your story. You can't. But it definitely makes you a lot more thoughtful, aware, massively aware of things in yourself and in others. And it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Good.
But it isn't without its issues.
Okay. So you'd really recommend it to listeners?
I would. It's called...
Oh, dear.
6 Week. No, I've got two of her books. I can't think which one it is. I'll have to have a look in a second.
Okay.
But it's Gabrielle Bernstein, and it's the six week program.
Awesome. Good stuff. Oh, well, that's a lovely little self-help part of a podcast, isn't it?
It's really good. I do highly recommend it.
I sort of came home today after the party, because I just wanted to come late. I was meant to be seeing my parents, and you were staying in London because you were seeing all your cosplay lot.
My amazing cosplay friends.
Your cosplay lot.
You love all of them.
Yeah, not all of them. What did you get up to?
We went to Winter Wonderland, which I don't know if there's anything similar to it.
There fucking must be.
But it's in such a city. Do you know what I mean? I'm not talking about it being like being like in a small area. Anyway, what it is a huge fun fair, masses of rides, a shit ton of stalls, whether it be like jewelry, clothing, homewares pieces, and it is a very wintry setting. There is also every single type of food you could fucking imagine, every single type of sugar, all the sugar, in Hyde Park in sort of Westy London,
which is a pretty big ass park.
It is.
Yeah, it's huge.
And
it's like Central Park size, if not bigger, isn't it? Actually, probably isn't that big, is it? Because
like,
it's a couple of royal parks, so
maybe if you put all the parks together. But yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And due to my not feeling the full ticket, shall we say, today, I decided to not go on any of the rides.
Also known as absolutely hanging.
Yeah. Oh, there's also an ice skating rink there.
Oh, is there?
Okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's really, really cool. And going with a lot of people, as soon as they recommended it, everyone is pretty much from outside London. Lulu, Edgware is not London. Don't try and tell me that you live in London and then tell me you live in Edgware.
Is Edgware not in London?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of Edgware Road.
That's in London.
Yeah.
Edgware? Yes, it is on the Northern Line. At one end of it. She massively, when I told her last year that I'd lived near Oxford Street, and she was just like, yeah, I live on the outskirts of London. I was like, yeah, you backpedaled when you realised that there was someone else in the group who actually has lived in London. But everyone else was pretty much from outside of London, whether up north or Danish, Yorkshire. So it was really interesting to sort of like take everybody around, because they were oohing and aahing over every single stall, which of course meant it took forever to get anywhere.
Sounds like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, it would have been. Plus it was too busy on a weekend.
Yeah.
Penny had been a few days before and with her dad on a Monday, and she's like, we could walk around here. I was like, yeah, now we're shuffling because there's just too many people. But it is really cool. We did have Viking blood, the blood of thine enemies.
What the fucking hell's Viking blood?
Mulled wine.
Oh, okay. Did you?
But they classified it as Viking blood, and it was made in sort of a more Danishy way. So we were like, yes, we shall have it. They actually were serving it. If you bought it, they would serve it in a horn.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Fucking wanted one.
I'm going to leave that one alone. So do you feel more Christmassy now or not?
I do, actually. I did sort of walk around, and we don't have a tree up yet.
We don't have any decorations
We don't have any decorations.
We haven't done any Christmas shopping.
No, it's really bad. We do have the cards up that people have sent us, and I have sent cards out to some people. We are going to. But yeah, we haven't done any of it. And there is probably a little bit of a reason for that on my side, of the fact that I do have some decorations downstairs. But they are old decorations from my old house and old life. And I'm not quite sure how I've feel about dealing with that.
Do you want to chuck them away?
No, because some of the I'm going to go down and open them all up and see how I feel about it. I know there's a gorgeous wreath in there that I absolutely love, but I don't know. Otherwise,
what was that,
it might.
What was that tapping noise?
That was my engagement ring that Dan got me.
We haven't talked about this on here.
I don't think we have. No, it was a few days after the last podcast.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been engaged for a fair while. But I kind of fucked up a little bit because
it wasn't a major fuck up, but it wasn't. I suppose I get so used to everybody just always feeling, oh, Kia's fine. Kia's going to be fine. That no one ever
I know you didn't do it for that reason.
But it does mean that I do have a slight hang up of the fact of just like that people don't tend to make a massive effort with me or for me.
But you know that isn't with me. That wasn't a case of me not wanting to make an effort.
No, but it does come down to histrionics and a personal then thing of just like that is my viewpoint a lot of the time of just that
I would agree. I thought that it was a shared opinion because because we've both been married before, and we were both kind of chilled out about everything. We'd only been dating for 3 months, and I just thought it would be...
I suppose the point was, is you'd done the whole proper engagement thing before.
Yeah, and maybe.
I hadn't.
Yeah, so maybe it's because I had done that before.
I didn't get bought a ring, I didn't get down on one knee, I didn't get any of that, and then I didn't get it again.
Oh.
And so, but you massively made up for it last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you smashed that.
I did, I had the suit.
All suited and booted when I came home from work at 11:30.
How many fucking likes did you get on Facebook for you, right? Was it like 100 and something?
100 and something.
It's like, that was a lot of likes and a lot of comments. I got a lot of kudos as well.
You did. There's some major Dan loving going on in the comment section.
Yeah, only took me a year and a bit.
Yeah.
Had to get there in the end. It was quite nice we got to design the ring together.
Yeah, I fucking love that ring design. I liked it.
It was just nice to actually do something which it wasn't just... I would feel awful just going into a shop and just buying a ring because I kind of want your input on it. It's kind of... It'd be like me... Maybe not on the same level of like me buying us a house and going, I've brought us a house. Ta-da! What the fuck? It's like, it's something that's going to be part of you for the rest of your life. I want it to be something that you can look at and go, not just, oh, I love it because he bought it for me. It's like, well, because everyone has their own taste and I wanted you to have your own input because you're the fucker who's got to wear it. I don't see it hardly, you know, barely. Like, we were apart all day.
Whereas I've been standing around just, like, admiring it from afar, and then everyone saw it today and was like, so sparkly.
Oh, did you get good feedback on it today?
Yeah. Everyone was just, like kept moving it from one side to the other, like, it's so sparkly. If I just keep moving it, I'm just going to keep moving your finger. And I was like, you go for it.
Yeah, glass does seem to reflect really well. Diamondique.
Diamondique.
Yeah, no real diamonds in that shit. Yeah, no, fucking will be for that price. But you are feeling more Christmassy now, you think?
Yes, it definitely. Also, the fact that I was slightly worried that there was going to be a super Christmassy festive type thing forced upon me. Does not go well forcing shit upon me.
No.
And so, but there wasn't. Everyone was just really, really happy to see each other. Everybody's going away. Everyone was in a really great mood, even though we have had some real, like, shit between all of the group.
Everyone's got their own kind of drama going on.
Everyone's got their drama.
Which I think is pretty fair for just everybody. Everyone's got their own stuff going on.
And so, yeah, it definitely made me feel a lot more Christmassy. And I will be buying a tree and probably a whole new set of decorations this week.
I don't know when you're going to find time for that, but...
We shall see. We shall see. I have a very busy week.
Yeah. But so this will be our last podcast before Christmas. And it will be the next to the new year. So I thought we could maybe be, like, get it down on track... a couple of New Year's resolutions. So
this is going to go against what I wanted to do.
No, I think it'll still be part of that.
Okay, it's always difficult because we'll do it.
Well, we only got to do a couple, just like, and they can still be included in that. It's just a couple.
This was on my list for this year.
To do this for 2014.
For 2014, and I haven't done it.
Still got some days left.
Well, that would take a momentous. I don't even think that's humanly, like, it's not physically possible. I want to be able to do the splits.
Oh, yeah, you were getting there.
I got pretty close, but not that close. Mm. And have got a ridiculous amount more flexible over the last few years. through yoga and having ballet dancers with friends, where I'm just like, no fuckers, you will not beat me. I know that you've been doing this since you were two, but I don't care. I want
you're
to
never going to get to that level, but
no. So you need thanks a lot for that.
That's just fact. It's just like,
no, I could get to a flexibility level of a ballerina.
Okay, all right. Good luck with that. I wish you all the best on your endeavour. when you try and do something that people have been doing for 20 years of their life.
I'm not talking about, like, their actual, like, muscle strength. I'm talking purely about the flexibility.
Okay, fair enough. So you want to do that in 2015?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my one, I think, really revolves around our wedding. And I have massive problem, like histrionics, really. I think a lot of people have this. I think you go one of two ways. When shit gets down and it's like everyone, you're down everything, you go one of two ways. You either don't eat at all.
Hi, everybody. I don't eat.
You just you get stressed, you don't eat. I just go, give me all the sugar you have. I need all the bad stuff. And this week's been horrendous. At work, I've eaten crap. I've been drunk every night this week.
Not drunk every night.
I've been tipsy every night this week. I've had a lot of beer every night. It's like, people don't think like having a couple of beers after work's okay. The calories that adds up to at the end of the week, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I want to get back into just having just one night where I have some drinks rather than letting it be like, oh, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, it's Sunday. I need to just take the edge off it for tomorrow. It's like, well, then it's Monday, but it's Monday, so I might as well, you know.
Yeah, it's like Monday's the shittest day of the week. We better, and like Tuesday isn't really an anything day.
Well, no, Tuesday really I play football, so like I don't do it. But on Wednesday, I'm normally editing the podcast on, you know, on Need to Consume. And that just makes me want to go and buy a beer because editing's a hard, you know, hard job. Because you have to sit there and basically you don't really do a lot. You just have to listen and hone and whatever. But my one, I think, is to, I want to be in really good shape for the wedding. I want to look. And it's just more for me as well, because it's like, this is the last time I'm going to get married. I promise. I promise this is the last time I'm going to get married.
promise.
And I'm 35 next year. I want to.
Oh, my God.
Although, last night I kept being told I looked 24, which was fucking awesome.
I thought you were our age.
Yeah.
No, you thought I was your age. Him. Don't be silly. Baby.
So it's like, you want those photos and you kind of like want to be able to look back and it just, and I, you know, I want to fucking rock a Tom Ford suit. I want to look like Daniel Craig. That's basically what it is. I want to.
So are you with this wanting to look better? Does that also include a gym regime or some sort of working out regime?
I think so. I need to get back into that.
To look like Daniel Craig, he didn't do that by cutting out beer. As much as Chris Pratt was just like, I didn't drink any beer. You also did sit-ups, motherfucker. Do not pretend.
I stopped drinking beer and this body
just
appeared.
Yeah. No, I don't think so, Chris. I think that's that's a
Chris and his Raptor gang. No, I'm going to get back into it because I think it does make you feel good. I'm terrible with it. I hate exercise. I like team sports and things. I love playing football on a Tuesday night. It's because it's social, but I do run my ass off. If I'm doing exercise by myself, it's quite lonely. I just don't enjoy that type of thing.
No, I'm the same. It's just like going to the gym, not going to happen. Doing a dance class or yoga or Pilates,
being part of a group. Yeah.
Because then also you end up meeting people that you then can also then spit, like pit yourself against, where you, not in a horribly competitive way, but more of just like, I could, like, they could do that a few months ago and I couldn't do it. And now I can. Now that's a really good feeling to be able to see yourself improve in the light of others.
Yeah. So that, I think that's one. Have you got another one or not?
I do want to, so I'd like to be able to do the splits, and I would also like to be doing two gym classes a week.
Oh, okay.
There is a gym around the corner that I really want to join, up by the Sainsbury's.
Okay.
They do a shit ton of classes. They
like Pilates,
also do,
yoga, everything.
They do Pilates, yoga, they also do, boxing, and they do body combat.
Oh, cool.
And I really I've enjoyed body combat before, so that's always really good fun. But yeah, they do so not necessarily mixed martial arts type things, but they do a few bits. So I'd be like, that would be a lot of fun. I would love to take up like jiu-jitsu or something like that, but there's nowhere around here. And I'm not travelling into London to do it.
No, I don't blame you.
If I was going to travel into London, I'd travel into to do my hot yoga because I miss doing Bikram so much. And then I go and do it and I absolutely fucking love it. But there's nowhere around it, does it?
No, no. Yes. But that's the same, like, you know, you're living in a small English city. You're not living in, you know, the big one of the biggest cities in Europe, you know. Mm. It's just, it applies to other places, you know. It's a case
I know.
Of,
I will still do, like, Bikram every now and then. But it is a huge amount of time out of your day because it's like, the class is an hour and a half long. You've
that's
got
the
to
one,
be in
that's
there.
That's the really hot one, yeah. Yes. That's why they turn the heat up.
The heat is always up in the room. And yeah,
it just makes you sweat more.
Oh, like, you should come.
I would love to. I would hate it, but I'd like, it'd be fascinating.
The first five sessions, so this is what it's like, the first five sessions, your aim is to stay in the room for the 90 minutes.
I thought you were going to say your aim is not to pass out.
It's just, your aim is to stay in the room.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
They're just like, don't try, you know, do as many of the things as you can. We do try and ask that everyone does, but, you know, sit at the back if you're, you know, new to the class, if you think you're going to struggle, so it's not like two in everybody's eye line. But yeah, your aim, especially for the first lesson, is to stay in the room. And it is really tough. And you'll get like a 2 liter bottle of, and if you go back out, there's the receptionist out there. They will normally talk you back into going back into.
Oh,
the
really?
They're not in terms of just like get back in there, but like, trust me, you will feel so good at the end of that hour and a half. And you do. Like, if you've got through that class, and I've got through and done every single exercise, which was, doesn't sound like a big deal, but for me it really was.
Yeah.
So to be able to do that, I was just like, this is awesome. Okay.
Cool. I think my second one is a little bit sort of more wishy-washy, a bit more that. I think it's just more to kind of let go of my guilt a bit more and to kind of forgive myself in terms of from everything that's gone on in the past of like, I kind of need to let, as much as I've got stuff cool going on, I think, oh, there's a fantasy football update.
What do they normally say with that?
Oh, it's I'm a company man.
A company man.
Yeah, that's on the ESPN podcast. Whereas they ever say, like, you can watch that on ESPN. Because I'm a company man. You're turning your face up with some scores, are you?
Your team is currently losing 192 to 156. Thanks, ESPN.
Yeah. I'm having a heartfelt moment here. So I think, yeah, I think I need to kind of let go of a lot of guilt and basically not forgive myself, but I need to just kind of, I need to bury a lot of stuff now. Not like bury it down deep. I need to lay it to rest. And as much as shit's going to kind of get stirred up a little bit, I think I've let it dictate me enough this year. And that kind of thing has affected my health. It has made me drink more than I normally would. It has made me eat crap food at times. It has,
I think it massively lead into anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. My anxiety levels this year have been through the roof. Like just having an anxiety attack on the train yesterday. That was just, I've never done that on the underground ever. It's like, I've gone on the underground and hated people, but I haven't, like, when the train came to a stop in the tunnel because they thought my door's open, I was like, get me the fuck out of here in my head. I just didn't want to say anything to you. I just tried to keep myself calm. But yeah, I think I need to take control of my own head again. And I think that's one thing I want to do next year.
Have you heard of a book?
Fuck y'all schoolings. I'm not doing any. No, I just think I need to just do that by myself. And I'm very much like when I had depression a couple of years ago and I question whether I've got that back or not. It's a case of when they said, oh, you know, you could go on antidepressants, I'd much rather think and talk my way out of something than just take an antidepressant. It's just not, and I wouldn't look down anyone who does take tablets. It's just a personal preference. It's just,
you got a bit of an issue with tablets.
I do have a bit of an issue with tablets.
You've got a headache. Why don't you take some aspirin? No.
Yeah. But
all right, then.
More that, I think I just, maybe isn't the case. I don't want to feel like, kind of feel like I'm under a cloud. Like I've got a false. And I can appreciate for those who do take them, and it can make their life so much better. That's fantastic. but
can make their life livable.
I don't feel that I've ever been to the point where I haven't wanted to get out of bed. Mine's been much more of a functional type thing. It's hard to describe what the kind of depression I sort of had. It was technically, I was borderline bipolar. So I was having manic highs and lows. So it wasn't the case I was always in the low place. I could be low one day, and the next day I could be just fucking ridiculously the other way. Everyone's like, Dan's really happy. But no one would ever think... I think everyone just ever thought that I was in a good mood or I was an arsehole. They never kind of figured out that I was just bouncing up and down. So I think that's what I want to do next year. I want to... Because, you know, next year's a massive year for us. You know, we're getting married. You know, we've got our first proper holiday away together in the new year.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, I'm going to Mexico. The website's going really well. You know, I just want to really... I want 2015 to be a really, really good year. It's just, you know, that's what I want. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, hopefully, guys, you can kind of keep us on track. We'll let you know, like, on January 2nd when I've eaten all the cake again. And just
eating all the cake and drunk all the coffee beer.
Yeah. Coffee beer. Oh my God, the coffee beer was good. I love the fact that Chris, I took a picture of it and Chris is like, oh, have you only just had a coffee beer? I'm like, yes, I've only just had a coffee beer. It's like,
even Maria, she was just like, have you never had this before? You did get like two comments of
it. No, she didn't. She was like, when can I get this? No, hers was very much like, what's it like? I want this now.
Oh, okay.
Like, Chris is like, oh yeah, I've seen loads of these before. But I've only just really got into craft beer recently. I tell you what, I'm gagging for a beer.
You cannot have my beer.
No, I don't want your beer. I think that's an IPA.
What beer is it?
Dixie.
Nope.
Is it not?
Nope.
Hey, baby. You could go house on your beer.
Well, we should like my Norland's Dixie.
No, I might accept the rest of the wine.
I couldn't think of anything.
I think I need a bit of hair talk.
I've had a cider today and had mulled wine, Viking's Blood, and I was just like, it definitely served its purpose for the time. Now, I'm not so sure whether it was the smartest idea. I'm also not so sure whether the amount that I drank last night was the smartest idea.
It was good. But it was free.
It was. It was very free.
And it was awesome drinking whilst dancing next to Sophie. But anyway. Do you want to talk some geeky stuff?
Let's talk some geeky stuff.
I think everyone's been being bored of our social stuff. Or our social justice stuff and whatever else. Go on.
I got my cosplay shit, which I should be doing right now, but instead I'm chatting to you.
You do normally say when you podcast.
I know, but I stabbed myself in the hand quite a few times with that particular costume.
When you're paying attention, so...
And so I thought, well, the last thing the podcast needed was, yeah, an ow!
No, it's not ow, it's a motherfucker! It's just, yeah.
But yeah, we've got a very special Christmas shoot coming up.
I wouldn't say special, I'd say pornographic.
It's not my outfit. Is
do you hear that? That was a lot of people just going on the computers like, hello, what now? Where do I need to go to find this?
You need to go to Kia Maria Cosplay on Facebook. And the picture will be up by the middle of the week.
What are you doing?
When does this go out?
This might go out afterwards. Maybe. Okay. It depends.
If it goes out afterwards,
I don't know. I can't confirm.
We are doing a Christmas in Gotham shoot. I will be Poison Ivy in a Christmas Poison Ivy. And then we've got Christmas Harley and Christmas Mr. J. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's odd because you and Maria, your cosplay partner, she's always Ivy and you're always Harley. Yep. And you're swapping around this time.
We are.
Which is going to be kind of cool. I think it's going to work quite well because the Ivy in the picture is very busty, which works, and Harley's kind of... Well, she's obviously the gymnast, the acrobat.
Yeah.
You've got a ballerina who'll be able to kind of do the splits and everything and just...
Yeah.
So it's kind of go... I think you guys are awesome as you are as Ivy and Harley. But I think for just to change it up a little bit... and the guy who plays the Joker, or as he calls himself, Mr. J, he's fucking awesome. I like him a lot. Yeah. He does a good Joker. He's been quite a lot of the Sneaky Zebra videos, I think.
Yeah, he has. Does a really good 12.
Yeah. If you haven't seen those before, go to YouTube and type in Sneaky Zebra. It's two British guys called Gary and Nick, who they now work for the Nerdist. They went to San Diego and were on the Nerdist panel, and they even made a video with Chris Hardwick.
They've had some really awesome videos out recently. Yeah. Really, really awesome. And they just continue to amaze me with just some of the fantastic shit that they do. They're so inventive.
Yeah.
So
they do cosplay videos, and they just kind of film people in different poses, and they put in special effects afterwards. And there's been a lot of imitators afterwards.
Yes, you see a lot more people. They definitely were, especially in the UK con scene, very much the original people doing
absolutely
that, the pioneers of it. So much so that recently two cosplayers cosplayed as Sneaky Zebra, which I was just like,
that's a whole level of inception.
Cosplayers taking videos of cosplayers while they're cosplaying Sneaky Zebra, and I was just like, this is all the wins. I was just like, the fact that Gary and Nick were just like, this is ridiculous.
So have they done it? They haven't done a, they need to be in the next video where
they're filming.
Gary films the guys cosplaying as Sneaky Zebra who are cosplaying, videoing actual cosplayers.
Oh my god!
So it's three levels.
I'm way too hungover. I'm way too hungover. Yeah, I know.
Sorry, it's the Inception. It's the Inception fart.
I can see the spinning top now. So we will be doing that. And what else have we got up? We've got a shit ton of cosplays coming up for next year.
But you haven't, though. We're not going to many cons next year.
I've still got a shit ton of cosplays.
Okay, all right.
I'll be just like, yeah, so I'm going to Birmingham MCM and Cardiff MCM.
I don't see you going to those next year.
You don't know.
I loved your face when I said, no, you're not. Just,
you will not tell me what to do.
No.
Well, I am going to... I've got to work out an outfit for it. Because I'm going to Asylum.
Oh, you're going to some supernatural thing. You're getting to meet Jensen and...
Jared.
And
Misha.
Yeah.
And Mark
Boring. Schubert. The Japanese guys talk about supernatural. They don't need another podcast talking about supernatural.
I love it.
No.
Yes. Yes. My Winchester sandwich, I'll take one.
So we actually lay down and watched a film for the first time in fucking ages this week as well.
Yeah.
We kind of pulled out all the Blu-rays that I basically let you choose.
Because, there's masses here that I have not seen.
Yeah, and you
chose.
I
am very undereducated in the sci-fi and...
Because we did finish off all the Star Wars films recently.
Yeah.
Which we won't talk about.
No.
But we watched Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
And I was massively on the ape side.
I think most people were. But I was actually sitting here tonight. I completely forgot we were going to record this. We're watching NFL at the moment.
The game's ended.
Well, the game's ended.
The Giants won.
Hey, well done. And I was actually going to go, do you want to watch Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? So I could actually fancy watching the sequel.
Not now.
But 8 o'clock, I was thinking that... because I really fancied watching that. I'm like, oh, it's got on demand. And then you're like, oh, I've got the podcast to do. Oh, yeah.
We've had, a couple of other things, actually. We've got, I've been reading American Vampire, which Scott Snyder told me that it's his one work that he would keep, and he would bin all of the rest of it. If he had to choose, that would be one thing that he absolutely
over
loves
Batman.
And that is his over Batman. He
would, it's creator owned, yeah.
And so that you bought me Volume 6, mm-hmm. Which it just continues to both entice me every single time and baffle me as to then things come together and I'm just like, oh my god.
And that's now the last one, isn't it, before the reboot, the second story.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I hope not, because it was one of the shorter of the books.
Okay.
But we shall see. I haven't read massively up on it recently, but I have been reading mainly due to I am fixated by Rat Queen's change of artist. I'm not going to go into why. Because I think we might have done that last time. A lot of people have spoken about Rock Gang trucks. Anyway.
Yeah,
a new artist has come on for Rat Queens.
Who's the guy from Death Vigil.
Sunstroke,
which I'm looking forward to reading.
Yeah, and one piece of art came out and I was so upset about it. I was just like, I really dislike this piece. If this is what this artist is bringing, I am very unhappy because it's my favourite comic at the moment. That is, it's a very big toss-up between that and American Vampire.
Mm.
And to also, with Rat Queens being right at the beginning, for me to actually be reading something from the first volume as it's coming, I'm like, yeah, that's really different for me. One piece of art came out and I was very unhappy with it, and loads of other pieces of art. They've literally had to sort of give out a huge amount of the other pieces of art for the comics because...
Yeah, they've been on a charm offensive with it, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is natural, but when a book, unlike Batman, where, you know, artists and writers come and go, this is Kurt Wiebe and Rock Upchurch. It was their work. It was their book together.
Yes.
Rock's obviously, unfortunately, you know, has had to leave for personal reasons. So that's a massive... It's like, that's very, very different. But yeah, we've got... you're right there. You need to move. Yeah. So just move. Don't worry.
Dead leg.
It's okay. Listeners won't mind. But yeah, so that's definitely... Because people are interested, you know, have had a vested interest in whatever, and it's changed, so...
Yeah, and now I am much happier. And it's interesting, because Maria has, my cosplay partner, has read all of Sunstroke and absolutely loves it. And so she was just like, no, this artist is really, really awesome. And I sort of showed her the piece of artwork today. And she was just like, she said, which piece is it? Because I know they've put quite a few bits out.
Mm.
And I showed her and she was like, that's really not that character.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, it's just like everything about it is just...
And that's Hannah, the character.
Just slightly off.
Yeah, just slightly off. Yeah.
Just slightly off. And so, yeah, it was just like her outfit was wrong, her sizing of her body was wrong, her facial expression was wrong, and it was just like...
No.
And everything else they've put out has been beautiful, so I'm very happy.
So I've been reading, I'm up to date on Copperhead, which is a really good book. It's kind of Firefly-esque.
Yeah, you've recommended this to me a couple of times.
Yeah, so I'm on volume, episode volume. Bloody hell. I'm up
Serial,
to issue...
you are all about Serial. Like, I think you can still hear it in your head.
Yeah. I'm up to issue 4 or 5 of that. Nailbiter as well, which was a bit shit this week. Oh, this month.
We bought that, didn't we?
We bought volume 1. Volume 1's brilliant. This recent issue was just a very, very non... Nothing really happened. Wiccan Divine continues to be fucking awesome.
I haven't read any Wicked, and we have it with my name spelt wrongly in it.
And Kieran. I got followed by Kieran Gillen this week, which makes me happy. So
I need to check whether Kieran does follow me.
I don't think he does. Kieran only follows certain people. It's like 10,000 people followed.
Kieran has done a mass follow. Aww.
Yeah. What else have I been reading? And I also read the first sort of bumper volume, which is basically book 1 and 2 of Why the Last Man. And that was fucking brilliant. Really, I know that's one of those ones. There's certain books that I haven't read yet, the ones you've always meant to have read.
Yeah.
So Transmetropolitan, Sandman, I haven't still finished yet.
Have you not read Transmetropolitan?
No, it's meant to be really good. That's another series we'll have to collect at some point. Have you read that?
No.
I was going to say, the way you're looking at it...
No. I thought I'd seen it downstairs.
No, I haven't got it downstairs.
You know, you're
It's Preacher.
Okay.
Preacher is another one you have to read, and I've got that. Sandman's another big one. Alan Moore's run on Swamp Thing's another big... You know, there's certain books that you're meant to kind of have read, rightly or wrongly.
Yeah.
So Why the Last Man's another one that I haven't read, but it's by Brian K. Vaughan, who writes fucking amazing stuff. Saga is brilliant.
Well, we have quite a few things here that I really feel that I need to read, but that I haven't because they're in beautiful hard
Yeah, you're not covers. Taking them out.
No,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I'm not going to fucking sit reading Parker on the train. I think I'm lugging that around London for the day. You have another thing coming.
No.
So, yeah, it does sort of make it a bit awkward to do my shit and
like my
it.
Sixth Gunslinger edition as well. Yeah. In its big coffin book box. I think that's about it, really, is it? I don't think there's anything else.
Sorry. No. I think there's a silence button on there.
There is, but I didn't press it, so shush. So, yeah, I mean, I think really, if you want to leave comments, guys, on one of us, tell us about your Christmas, tell us about your New Year's resolutions. We're quite happy to get as personal as you want to, because I think Kira and I have perhaps opened up a little bit more than what we normally would have done.
I'm blaming the hangover and Gabby Bernstein.
Yeah, the offer's still there that in terms of, we're quite happy to become, you know, to talk about anything, any issues you want to kind of write in about, be it personal or sex related or anything like that. So if you do want to do that, just email us at hello@needtoconsume.com and just put British Podcast in the title. But yeah, I think we'd happy to do that in the new year, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I just enjoy being able to chat about everything.
Yeah.
So for me,
But do come and see us at needtoconsume.com. Things are going really great over there. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. And as obviously mentioned earlier on, you can find the lovely Kia and the lovely-ish Maria.
Maria's awesome.
At Kia Maria Cosplay on Facebook.
So, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.